oven being cooked, and I could see it bubble.
Beautiful.
And I would sit there until it was done. And when it quit bubbling, when my hands quit running energy, then I knew that it was done.
Now, let's talk about the different types of elixirs. One that's really interesting, so many people have trauma with their father. Let's talk about one called Daddy Hurt 2.
Oh, pulling out the big guns, Mike.
I am. Let's go right to it.
The big guns. This one was very interesting. It's, you know, how we work when we're working with spirit. We never really know. When we're following direction, we think we know one thing, and spirit has another thing in mind for us. Well, I got the direction one night to create this essence called, or elixir, called Daddy Hurt 2. I had a lot of women in my life at that point that had abuse issues.
Okay.
Sexual abuse issues from men in their lives. And being the helper that I am, that I always wanted to do what I could to help others. So I was told which stones to use, and I put them in the bowl, and I got a strong message. Really, really strong, just as if you were talking to me. Get up and go for a long walk first. And, okay, I had to follow guidance and direction. So I got up to go on my walk, and I got about a block from my home. And what I heard was, this is for you and your grandfather.
Really?
Yes. This is for you and your grandfather. And my grandfather and I had never really gotten along. And I never knew really why I didn't like my grandfather. And so I had beliefs and intuitiveness of that there had been things that had happened. And I heard that. And it's like, oh, okay. And I went back, sat down, and in my meditative state, or in my trance state, I actually saw visions of things that had happened between my grandfather and I. And then I also then moved from that place into a place of compassion of what had happened, of compassion for my grandfather, compassion for how wounded and how hurt he had been in order for him to facilitate any other wounding on anybody else. And so the essence came out of being able to help anybody that's been abused, sexually abused, from a male figure specifically, that helps turn the energy from anger, from hurt, from victimhood, to a place of compassion. So when we have compassion for the abuser, it also translates then into compassion for ourselves.
I see.
So not only are we healing ourselves when we're using that essence of the Daddy Hurt too, we're healing ourselves. We're healing generations above us. There's no abuser, Mike, that was not abused. There is no abuser.
It's a cycle, right?
It's a big cycle. There's no abuser that has not been abused. And so we're healing ourselves. We're healing the generations that came before us. We're healing the generations that are coming after us. It's a very powerful, very, very powerful elixir.
Yeah, and I had a feeling, you know, we needed to talk about that once again for the people out there in the audience. I want to remind people they're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show. We're Thursday evenings, 8 to 9, and or 9 to 10, excuse me. And if you want to find out more about me and my tarot readings, John and I do nationwide readings over the phone. I'm at fountainsofyouth.net, and John is at exquisitecrystals.com. Let's get into some of the other elixirs. How about the one for manifesting or attracting a soulmate?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's another powerful one. I was given guidance to do that one. I had been divorced for about a year. I created that one, and I started to sleep with it like the John of God crystal. I wanted a partner.
Right.
And I had been married a couple of times, and it was like, I wanted the right partner. And so I created this elixir, and I would sleep with it. And
you mean put it on you, or?
No, I would hold it in my hand. I'd take the whole bottle to bed and hold it in my hand.
Okay.
And not drop it the entire night. It was so funny.
But normally you drink it, right? Or
normally you take it internally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's different ways. You know, you can hold it. You're getting the vibration when you hold it. You're getting the vibration when you drink it. You know, you put two or three drops in a little cup of water and drink it is how you usually take it.
Okay, it's concentrated.
Yeah, yep, very concentrated. Yes, but this one, I really wanted it bad.
Right, you slept with it.
I slept with it. And before too long, that partner showed up, and we had a nice, really beautiful, long relationship that was extremely powerful and very transforming. But it's one that you have to, all the elixirs, you have to be careful for what you ask for, because you're going to get it. You're going to get it. So if you're not ready for a relationship, don't try the elixir. If you're not ready to heal deep wounds with your abuse issues, don't do the daddy hurt too. Don't do them until you're ready to have things happen, because they're going to happen.
It's powerful. I'm glad you gave us that warning. Okay, since we've been talking about money a bit, what about the one called guiltless prosperity? I mean, there's so many of us who just feel like we don't deserve to be prosperous. I mean, tell me about that elixir.
Well, God created us to experience for God. You know, I just got to say that first. My belief is the only reason that we are here is so God can express through us. God was not created with limitations. We were not created with limitations. We are given limitations through our childhoods, through our upbringing, through our socialization, and we have to remove that, because it's like many of us. I grew up in a fairly lower middle class family.
Right, me too. Yeah.
And then we're told, you know, the rich people were this, the rich people were that, you know, and it was never a good thing, you know, the way I heard it. And that's not true. I know a lot of people that are very wealthy that are very nice now.
And that are charitable.
You're very charitable.
Right.
And when we get to that place, then we also can help, you know, our fellow man out there, and through contributions and through charity and so the more that we can acquire in wealth, the more that we can help.
And share it, yeah. Spend
yeah,
it.
And a lot of us, you know, go into a spiritual path and think that, you know, we have to be monks and we have to be poor in order to be spiritual. That's bunk. That is bunk. There's nothing more spiritual than someone that can actually help someone else pay their rent, or help someone else develop a better life. And so the more that we can bring into ourselves, the more that we can help others. The guiltless prosperity is intended to help us drop the guilt. There is no need for us to have, and no purpose for us to have any guilt in having prosperity. Our prosperity is there to express our godliness. It's not there to do the things that we were programmed as youngsters, individuals who grew up fairly poor. That's not true. That's not true. We can do good with our money.
Absolutely.
We can do good with our prosperity. And it's our responsibility, Mike, to do good.
I hear you. That's a lesson we all need to learn. Okay, another part of your website at exquisitecrystals.com is minerals, and I see 30 or 40 listed here. Why don't you pick out a few you want to talk about and how we can use minerals in our lives?
Well, minerals are the same as the crystals. When we talk about crystals, usually what we're talking about is quartz. When we talk about minerals, it's not a quartz. So it's just a different conglomeration. They're all rocks.
Right.
They're all rocks. And my favorite probably in the mineral kingdom is diopterase. And diopterase is just this most beautiful, 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 beautiful emerald green crystal. They have little crystals on what's called a matrix. A matrix is what a crystal grows on. A crystal or mineral grows on. It's called the matrix. Back to the movie. And so the diopterase is just this beautiful emerald color. And it's all about being present and being here right now. And when we can be here right now and be present, we can do all those other things. We can do the manifestation. We can do the self-love. We can do the healing. We can do all of those things when we can be present. And that's what that one does.
That's a wonderful lesson. Now, there's a few I do recognize as are well-known minerals, such as opal. Why don't you talk about opal a bit?
Opal is the stone of joy. It's just pure joy. If you see a beautiful opal, especially, you know, in jewelry, and you see all the fire in it and all the dancing, how could you not feel joy? So it's just really about the joy and being present. Again, I like being present. And it's the stone of joy and happiness and good, happy dreams. It's a good one to dream with.
Okay, so what we need to do when we go into metaphysical stores is just, instead of just walking by all these different stones and crystals, just sort of spend time with them,
mm-hmm.
and see which colors and textures we're drawn to, right?
Yeah. It's just, you know, look at it as a walking into an art museum and allow yourself to spend the time to absorb the energy, to absorb the beauty. You know, this is why we're here, is to experience joy, to experience love, to experience beauty. And the crystals and minerals are there to give us that. They're there to give us joy, give us beauty, give us hope, give us energy, give us prosperity. They're there to help us in every which way they can.
Now, what about a mineral or a quartz to absorb negativity or wipe out negativity?
Well, one of the most popular stones in our retail store is the black tourmaline. Whenever somebody comes in and talks about, you know, that they're working in an environment, in an office maybe, where there's just all kinds of negative energy, or in their home, they say there was some, you know, they have family problems, or, you know, we all have family problems. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
But we don't want to be in that muck all the time. So the black tourmaline actually helps absorb all that negative energy, and it not only absorbs it, but it transmutes it. So it doesn't hold it in the stone. A lot of stones will take energy and then hold it. And then you have to cleanse it, clear it, and work with it again. Black tourmaline actually transmutes it. So it takes it and it removes it. And it not only removes it from the environment, it removes it for good.
Wonderful.
It's a good thing.
So if you're in a toxic environment, let's say you work in, I don't know, a hospital or something, you know, you would just bring it to work also, right?
Yeah, you could either wear it if you found a nice pendant to wear, or you just put it in your pocket. You know, anytime you have it anywhere on your body, it's going to help you. So, yeah, if you're in a hospital, just put a piece in your pocket is great.
I forgot to mention the John of God is available in jewelry, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And the nice thing with the jewelry is that you can have a little pendant that is a quarter of an inch that's more powerful and has more energy than a point that's 3 inches. The cuts on these are called diamond brilliant cut. And because of the cut, the energy transmuted is extremely high. Extremely high. So you can wear it. They're beautiful and they're powerful.
Absolutely.
They make great Christmas gifts.
It's that time of year already.
Yeah.
How about a lot of us are drawn to the beautiful blue-green color of aquamarine. Tell us about that stone and how it can help us.
Aquamarine is really great for the throat chakra. So when you're, and it's kind of a combination of color between the throat chakra and the heart chakra. So it helps us speak our truth with love. It's just another energy that's just a beautiful, beautiful energy.
And what I love is you have pictures of all the stones on your site, because you really have to see it.
Yeah. What I love hearing is the customers that I get, for example, a lady that lives down in St. Thomas, down in the Virgin Islands, ordered some books. And I'd asked her if there was anything that she liked on the crystals, or if she'd ever ordered crystals on the Internet. She says, oh, no, I can't order crystals on the Internet. She goes, I have to feel them. I have to touch them. I have to hold them. And I said, I hear that a lot. And I used to believe that, too. But I said, you know, we have a policy that if you get a crystal and it's not yours, you can send it back. It's not a problem. So she tried one. She's become one of my best customers. And so people don't have to hold the crystals. The energy transmutes over the pictures. I hear stories over and over and over about people that are just sad or they're depressed. And they go onto the website and they'll just look at the pictures for half an hour or 20 minutes and walk away from their computer feeling completely transformed. The energy of the crystals is coming through the pictures. And I just find that amazing and wonderful.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about your store, because you walk in and there's thousands of crystals in this store and the energy is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great store, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, if people are up in Portland, you know, they need to go to Healing Waters. And you have a seminar about once a month. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, Joan, who's actually the owner of Healing Waters now, she came with this great idea called the Rock Star of the Month. And so every month we choose a different stone to emphasize so we can do teaching. People want to know about crystals, and so we try to do what we can to help people learn. So she came up with this idea of Rock Star of the Month. And so this month, it is the John of God crystals and jewelry. And so we have a class that I teach, and I love to teach. And we'll come in and teach how to use the crystal, what it's for, where it comes from. And we'll just have some experiences. The class that we had that you were at, I thought was phenomenal.
It was incredible.
I loved it. And I just really enjoy doing that kind of work and that kind of teaching, so that we can have experiential experiences together. It's bringing the old families back together. It's every time we do that, you know, we know that there is only one of us here. We know that we all have been together before, and we'll probably be together again.
And we go round and round.
Yes, we do.
So we're winding down.
Right.
Any last thoughts on rocks and minerals you want to share and any info you want to give out about yourself?
Oh, well, I love what I do. And I love the Mineral Kingdom. I love the Mineral Kingdom. I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. I get up in the mornings. I get to work with the crystals and minerals. And I get to talk to wonderful people and help wonderful people. I am just the most luckiest man in the world. And I don't think anybody can go wrong when they start working with crystals. Start small.
Right.
Start where you can feel comfortable. If you feel like $10 is expensive, buy one for $20. Don't buy one for $200.
Okay.
So start where you can and let yourself work up. You know, when I started, I thought $3 was expensive. Now I have crystals that are $10,000, $12,000. Not too many of them, but I have a couple.
But they're like works of art. They're stunning.
They're investments. They're investments. I have one crystal in my private collection that I paid $300 at retail about 8 years ago. And today that same crystal is priceless. I wouldn't sell it for anything because there is no more of it. There is no more of it. And if I was to sell it, it would probably sell for somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
It's more precious than gold.
Yeah, from a $300 investment. So they are investments, and we need to look at them that way.
Wonderful. So, let me ask you about one more before we go. Tell me about the manifestation quartz.
If you want change in your life, if you want to have something, buy a manifestation quartz.
I love the name of that one.
Yeah, it's great. Manifestation quartz are very hard to find, and I am very fortunate that they want me to find them. And a manifestation quartz is a quartz that has another little baby quartz entirely enveloped inside of it.
Really?
So there's a full-form quartz inside every manifestation quartz, and some have more than one. And what you would do with this is you sit with it in meditation and visualize, active visualization meditation of what you want to have happen or what you want to manifest. It will manifest.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Our retail store, Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces, was manifested through the use of a manifestation crystal.
Oh, that is amazing. It's a beautiful store. So if you're up in the Northwest, please visit John at Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces in Portland, or go to your website at exquisitecrystals.com. Thanks for coming on the show, John.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Okay, that was a fantastic guest. I went a little bit longer with that interview because it's so such important information for the audience. So let me tell you a bit more about my site. My name is Mike Schultz. I'm the host of the Odyssey Radio Show, and we are weekly now. I feel it's really important to develop a weekly audience, so we're on Pacific time. We're Thursdays 9 to 10. So you can go to sleep with us if you're on the East Coast and it's on a bit later. And we have all kinds of metaphysical guests. You know, as I go on my travels to psychic fairs and seminars, I meet incredible people, and I just get this feeling they've got to be on the radio show. They've got to share their knowledge with this audience. So that's what I love to do. That's my calling. Just as John's calling is to work with the stones and the crystals. We're all called to a different aspect of metaphysics. And if you don't know quite what that path is, you know, I can talk with you about it. I'm a tarot card reader. I'm a sensitive person. And I do nationwide readings over the phone. So all the details are at fountainsofyouth.net. Fountainsofyouth.net. I always think of it like the movie The Wizard of Oz, as Dorothy's going through the forest. She meets these characters along the way, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion. I'm like one of those characters. I kind of help you along the way, your pathway and your journey to the road to Oz. And it's such a metaphysical movie because at the end, of course, she realizes the power was within her all along with the clicking of the red shoes. And
mind's eye, I could see the water bubbling. And so I knew it was working. It'd be like it would be on the oven being cooked. And I could see it bubble.
Beautiful.
And I would sit there until it was done. And when it quit bubbling, when my hands quit running energy, then I knew that it was done.
Now, let's talk about the different types of elixirs. One that's really interesting, so many people have trauma with their father. Let's talk about one called Daddy Hurt 2.
Oh, pulling out the big guns, Mike.
I am. Let's go right to it.
The big guns. This one was very interesting. It's, you know, how we work when we're working with spirit, we never really know. When we're following direction, we think we know one thing, and spirit has another thing in mind for us. Well, I got the direction one night to create this essence called Daddy Hurt 2. I had a lot of women in my life at that point that had abuse issues.
Okay.
Sexual abuse issues from men in their lives. And being the helper that I am, that I always wanted to do what I could to help others. So I was told which stones to use, and I put them in the bowl, and I got a strong message, really, really strong, just as if you were talking to me. Get up and go for a long walk first. And okay, I had to follow guidance and direction. So I got up to go on my walk, and I got about a block from my home. And what I heard was, this is for you and your grandfather.
Really?
Yes. This is for you and your grandfather. And my grandfather and I had never really gotten along. And I never knew really why I didn't like my grandfather. And so I had beliefs and intuitiveness of that there had been things that had happened. And I heard that, and it's like, oh, okay. And I went back, sat down, and in my meditative state, or in my trance state, I actually saw visions of things that had happened between my grandfather and I. And then I also then moved from that place into a place of compassion of what had happened, of compassion for my grandfather, compassion for how wounded and how hurt he had been in order for him to facilitate any other wounding on anybody else. And so the essence came out of being able to help anybody that's been abused, sexually abused, from a male figure specifically, that helps turn the energy from anger, from hurt, from victimhood, to a place of compassion. So when we have compassion for the abuser, it also translates then into compassion for ourselves.
I see.
So not only are we healing ourselves when we're using that essence of the Daddy Hurt too, we're healing ourselves. We're healing generations above us. There's no abuser, Mike, that was not abused. There is no abuser.
It's a cycle, right?
It's a big cycle. There's no abuse that has not been abused. And so we're healing ourselves. We're healing the generations that came before us. We're healing the generations that are coming after us. It's a very powerful, a very, very powerful elixir.
Yeah, and I had a feeling, you know, we needed to talk about that once again for the people out there in the audience. I want to remind people they're listening to the Odyssey Radio Show. We're Thursday evenings, 8 to 9, and or 9 to 10, excuse me. And if you want to find out more about me and my tarot readings, John and I do nationwide readings over the phone. I'm at fountainsofyouth.net, and John is at exquisitecrystals.com. Let's get into some of the other elixirs. How about the one for manifesting or attracting a soulmate?
Oh no!
Oh yes!
Yeah, it was another powerful one. I was given guidance to do that one. I had been divorced for about a year. I created that one, and I started to sleep with it like the John of God crystal. I wanted a partner, and I had been married a couple of times, and I was like, I wanted the right partner, and so I created this elixir, and I would sleep with it. And
you put it on you, or?
No, I would hold it in my hand. I'd take the whole bottle to bed and hold it in my hand.
Okay.
And not drop it the entire night. It was so funny.
But normally you drink it, right?
Or normally you take it internally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's different ways. You know, you can hold it. You're getting the vibration when you hold it. You're getting the vibration when you drink it. You know, you put two or three drops in a little cup of water and drink it is how you usually take it.
Okay, it's concentrated.
Yeah, yep, very concentrated. Yes, but this one, I really wanted it bad.
Right. You slept with it.
I slept with it. And before too long, that partner showed up, and we had a nice, really beautiful, long relationship that was extremely powerful and very transforming. But it's this one that you have to, all the elixirs, you have to be careful for what you ask for, because you're going to get it. You're going to get it. So if you're not ready for a relationship, don't try the elixir. If you're not ready to heal deep wounds with your abuse issues, don't do the daddy hurt too. Don't do them until you're ready to have things happen, because they're going to happen.
It's powerful. I'm glad you gave us that warning. Okay, since we've been talking about money a bit, what about the one called guiltless prosperity? I mean, there's so many of us who just feel like we don't deserve to be prosperous. I mean, tell me about that elixir.
Well, God created us to experience for God. You know, I just got to say that first. My belief is the only reason that we are here is so God can express through us. God was not created with limitations. We were not created with limitations. We are given limitations through our childhoods, through our upbringings, through our socialization, and then we have to remove that, because it's like many of us, I grew up in a fairly lower middle class family.
Right, me too, yeah.
And then we're told, you know, the rich people were this, the rich people were that, you know, and it was never a good thing, you know, the way I heard it. And that's not true. I know a lot of people that are very wealthy that are very nice now.
And that are charitable.
You're very charitable.
Right.
And when we get to that place, then we also can help, you know, our fellow man out there. And through contributions and through charity and so the more that we can acquire in wealth, the more that we can help
and share it.
And a lot of us, you know, go into a spiritual path and think that, you know, we have to be monks and we have to be poor in order to be spiritual. That's bunk. That is bunk. There's nothing more spiritual than someone that can actually help someone else pay their rent, or help someone else develop a better life. And so the more that we can bring into ourselves, the more that we can help others. The guiltless prosperity is intended to help us drop the guilt. There is no need for us to have, and no purpose for us to have any guilt in having prosperity. Our prosperity is there to express our godliness. It's not there to do the things that we were programmed as youngsters. Individuals grew up fairly poor. That's not true. That's not true. We can do good with our money.
Absolutely.
We can do good with our prosperity. And it's our responsibility, Mike, to do good.
I hear you. That's a lesson we all need to learn. Okay, another part of your website at exquisitecrystals.com is minerals, and I see 30 or 40 listed here. Why don't you pick out a few you want to talk about and how we can use minerals in our lives?
Well, minerals are the same as the crystals. When we talk about crystals, usually what we're talking about is quartz. When we talk about minerals, it's not a quartz. So So it's just a different conglomeration. They're all rocks.
Right.
They're all rocks. And my favorite probably in the mineral kingdom is diopterite. And diopterite is just this most beautiful, 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 beautiful emerald green crystal. They have little crystals on what's called a matrix. A matrix is what a crystal grows on. Crystal or mineral grows on. It's called the matrix. And back to the movie. And so the diopterite is just this beautiful emerald color. And it's all about being present and being here right now. And when we can be here right now and be present, we can do all those other things. We can do the manifestation. We can do the self-love. We can do the healing. We can do all of those things when we can be present. And that's what that one does.
That's a wonderful lesson. Now, there's a few I do recognize as are well-known minerals, such as opal. Why don't you talk about opal a bit?
Opal is the stone of joy. It's just pure joy. If you see a beautiful opal, especially in jewelry, and you see all the fire in it and all the dancing, how could you not feel joy? So it's just really about the joy and being present. Again, I like being present. And it's the stone of joy and happiness and good, happy dreams. It's a good one to dream with.
Okay, so what we need to do when we go into metaphysical stores is just, instead of just walking by all these different stones and crystals, just sort of spend time with them and see which colors and textures we're drawn to, right?
Yeah. It's just, look at it as walking into an art museum and allow yourself to spend the time to absorb the energy, to absorb the beauty. You know, this is why we're here, is to experience joy, to experience love, to experience beauty. And the crystals and minerals are there to give us that. They're there to give us joy, give us beauty, give us hope, give us energy, give us prosperity. They're there to help us in every which way they can.
Now, what about a mineral or a quartz to absorb negativity or wipe out negativity?
Well, one of the most popular stones in our retail store is the black tourmaline. Whenever somebody comes in and talks about, that they're working in an environment, in an office maybe, where there's just all kinds of negative energy, or in their home, they say there was they have family problems, or, we all have family problems. That's not a bad thing.
Right.
But we don't want to be in that muck all the time. So the black tourmaline actually helps absorb all that negative energy, and it not only absorbs it, but it transmutes it. So it doesn't hold it in the stone. A lot of stones will take energy and then hold it. And then you have to cleanse it, clear it, and work with it again. Black tourmaline actually transmutes it. So it takes it and it removes it. And it not only removes it from the environment, it removes it for good.
Wonderful.
It's a good thing.
So if you're in a toxic environment, let's say you work in, a hospital or something, you would just bring it to work also, right?
Yeah, you could either wear it if you found a nice pendant to wear, or you just put it in your pocket. Anytime you have it anywhere on your body, it's going to help you. So, if you're in a hospital, just put a piece in your pocket is great.
I forgot to mention that the John of God is available in jewelry, isn't it?
It sure is. It sure is. And the nice thing with the jewelry is that you can have a little pendant that is a quarter of an inch that's more powerful and has more energy than a point that's 3 inches. The cuts on these are called diamond brilliant cut. And because of the cut, the energy transmuted is extremely high. Extremely high. So you can wear it. They're beautiful. And they're powerful.
Absolutely.
They make great Christmas gifts.
It's that time of year already.
Yeah.
How about a lot of us are drawn to the beautiful blue-green color of aquamarine. Tell us about that stone and how it can help us.
Aquamarine is really great for the throat chakra. So when you're and it's kind of a combination color between the throat chakra and the heart chakra. So it helps us speak our truth with love. It's just another energy that's just a beautiful, beautiful energy.
And what I love is you have pictures of all the stones on your site, because you really have to see it.
Yeah. What I love hearing is the customers that I get, for example, a lady that lives down in St. Thomas, down in the Virgin Islands, ordered some books. And I had asked her if there was anything that she liked on the crystals, or if she'd ever ordered crystals on the Internet. And she says, oh, no, I can't order crystals on the Internet. She goes, I have to feel them. I have to touch them. I have to hold them. And I said, I hear that a lot. And I used to believe that, too. But I said, you know, we have a policy that if you get a crystal and it's not yours, you can send it back. It's not a problem. So she tried one. She's become one of my best customers. And so people don't have to hold the crystals. The energy transmutes over the pictures. I hear stories over and over and over about people that are just sad or they're depressed. And they go onto the website and they'll just look at the pictures for half an hour or 20 minutes and walk away from their computer feeling completely transformed. The energy of the crystals is coming through the pictures. And I just find that amazing and wonderful.
Absolutely. Now, tell us a little bit about your store, because you walk in and there's thousands of crystals in this store, and the energy is amazing.
Yeah, it's a great store, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, if people are up in Portland, you know, they need to go to Healing Waters, and you have a seminar about once a month. Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, Joan, who's actually the owner of Healing Waters now, she came with this great idea for it called the Rock Star of the Month. And so once a month, every month, we choose a different stone to emphasize so we can do teaching. People want to know about crystals, and so we try to do what we can to help people learn. So she came with this idea of Rock Star of the Month. And so this month, it is the John of God crystals and jewelry. And so we have a class that I teach, and I love to teach. And we'll come in and teach how to use the crystal, what it's for, where it comes from. And we'll just have some experiences. The class that we had that you were at, I thought was just phenomenal.
It was incredible.
I loved it. And I just really enjoy doing that kind of work and that kind of teaching, so that we can have experiential experiences together. It's bringing the old families back together. It's every time we do that, you know, we know that there is only one of us here. We know that we all have been together before, and we'll probably be together again.
And we go round and round.
Yes, we do.
So we're winding down.
Right.
Any last thoughts on rocks and minerals you want to share, and any info you want to give out about yourself?
Oh, well, I love what I do, and I love the mineral kingdom. I love the mineral kingdom. I think I'm the luckiest man in the world. I get up in the mornings, I get to work with the crystals and minerals, and I get to talk to wonderful people and help wonderful people. I am just the most luckiest man in the world. And I don't think anybody can go wrong when they start working with crystals. Start small.
Right.
Start where you can feel comfortable. If you feel like $10 is expensive, buy one for $20. Don't buy one for
$200.
Okay. So start where you can, and let yourself work up. You know, when I started, I thought $3 was expensive. Now I have crystals that are $10,000, $12,000. Not too many of them, but I have a couple.
But they're like works of art. They're stunning.
They're investments. They're investments. I have one crystal in my private collection that I paid $300 at retail about 8 years ago. And today that same crystal is priceless. I wouldn't sell it for anything. Because there is no more of it. There is no more of it. And if I was to sell it, it would probably sell for, somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000.
So it's more precious than gold.
Yeah, from a $300 investment. So they are investments, and we need to look at them that way.
Wonderful. So, yeah. Let me ask you about one more before we go. Tell me about the manifestation quartz.
If you want change in your life, if you want to have something, buy a manifestation quartz.
I love the name of that one.
Yeah, it's great. Manifestation quartz are very hard to find, and I am very fortunate that they want me to find them. And a manifestation quartz is a quartz that has another little baby quartz entirely enveloped inside of it.
Really?
So there's a full form quartz inside every manifestation quartz, and some have more than one. And what you would do with this is you sit with it in meditation and visualize, active visualization meditation of what you want to have happen or what you want to manifest. It will manifest.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Our retail store, Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces, was manifested through the use of a manifestation crystal.
Oh, that is amazing. It's a beautiful store. So if you're up in the Northwest, please visit John at Healing Waters and Sacred Spaces in Portland, or go to your website at exquisitecrystals.com. Thanks for coming on the show, John.
Thank you so much, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
God bless you. Take care.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Okay, that was a fantastic guest. I went a little bit longer with that interview because it's so such important information for the audience. So let me tell you a bit more about my site. My name is Mike Schultz. I'm the host of the Odyssey Radio Show, and we are weekly now. I feel it's really important to develop a weekly audience, so we're on Pacific time. We're Thursdays 9 to 10. So you can go to sleep with us if you're on the East Coast, and it's on a bit later. And we have all kinds of metaphysical guests. You know, as I go on my travels to psychic fairs and seminars, I meet incredible people, and I just get this feeling they've got to be on the radio show. They've got to share their knowledge with this audience. So that's what I love to do. That's my calling, just as John's calling is to work with the stones and the crystals. We're all called to a different aspect of metaphysics. And if you don't know quite what that path is, you know, I can talk with you about it. I'm a tarot card reader. I'm a sensitive person, and I do nationwide readings over the phone. So all the details are at fountainsofyouth.net, fountainsofyouth.net. I always think of it like the movie The Wizard of Oz, as Dorothy's going through the forest. She meets these characters along the way, the Scarecrow and the Tin Man and the Lion. I'm like one of those characters. I kind of help you along the way, your pathway and your journey to the road to Oz. And it's such a metaphysical movie because at the end, of course, she realizes the power was within her all along with the clicking of the red shoes. And that's what I point out in my tarot readings. So I would love to meet more members of the audience and have you contact me. And I do half-hour readings and one-hour readings right over the phone. It's interesting that there's crystals that are used in the telephone, and that allows this amazing connection to occur. And sometimes it's nice to really do a cold reading and not even see the person. I can really just see the cards and just do a cold reading and really give pure, helpful information to people. So what I'm going to talk about now is my DVD that I released in April. It's called The Sands of Time. And it's about ancient monuments all around the world. It's about all the pyramids that were built, not just in Egypt, but in Samaria and Mexico and India and South America and China. And I believe that there were the same architects that built all of these. They went to various places around the world at different times, you know, around 3000 BC, 4000 BC, etc. And they were very sophisticated construction techniques. And very heavy stones within the pyramids. Some of them weighed 200 tons, which is 400,000 pounds, which is not quite so easy for the local crew of slave labor to lift, as you know. And I really believe an advanced race was involved in building these pyramids and building this technology. My DVD gets into the mystery schools of ancient Egypt. I believe all of these secrets of our true hidden history were told to these lucky few who got into the Egyptian mystery schools. And the people who built these schools were masons. You know, they were stone workers, and they were allowed and privy to some of this secret information. And they were underground for a while, but a group called the Knights Templar found incredible discoveries underneath Solomon's Temple around 1100 AD, and that knowledge made them very, very powerful, and the Knights Templar turned into the Freemasons around 1400 AD in Scotland. And I go into all the details of how the Knights Templar shifted into the Freemasons and how they have all this esoteric, very important information that's really coming out now through the Internet and all sorts of communication. The veil has really been lifted in the past 20, 30, 40 years as we enter the Age of Aquarius. So I want you to see my lecture and my slideshow. I have wonderful slides from all around the world, and the DVD is called The Sands of Time. I've priced it right at $16. It's very affordable, and it's a wonderful lecture, and I'd like you to go to fountainsofyouth.net. That's Fountains of Youth with an S, plural, fountainsofyouth.net, and order the DVD, The Sands of Time. And I am working on my next DVD, and that will be I'll be taping that in November. I'll be letting you know more about that as time goes on. I'm going to talk a little bit. We'll touch on politics a little bit. There's a wonderful guy I really promote. He really talks about he really has unfiltered news on his website. It's called InfoWars with Alex Jones, and his DVD is actually in the Amazon Top 100 right now. It's called Terror Storm. If you go to Amazon and under DVDs, you will see Alex Jones' Terror Storm. And I believe it's being downloaded for free, too, all across the Internet. I know millions and millions of these DVDs are going out. And it really goes into false flag operations and what really happened on 9/11 and the London bombings. And there was an event a lot of Americans need to know called Operations Northwoods in the 60s, in 1962. And it was a plan during the Cuban Missile Crisis to blow up Americans on American planes and blame it on the Cubans and get us involved in war. And our military actually came up with this plan, and it made it all the way up to John F. Kennedy's desk. And he said no. He said, no, I will not do that. He was a real patriotic president. Regardless of what you think of his personal life, you know, he did the right thing in that circumstance. And, of course, he didn't live too long after that. He was taken away, you know, the next year. But anyway, look into Operations Northwoods, and all of those details are at InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com. And really get a hold of this Terror Storm DVD. It's wonderful. And another great website I go to is called ArcticBeacon.com, Arctic as in North Pole, ArcticBeacon.com. And you'll actually see my my DVD on the front page there, The Sands of Time. And they go into the Illuminati, if you've ever wondered about the secret groups that run the world, in the Vatican, and the Bilderberg Group, and the Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bohemian Grove, and the Trilateral Commission. And if you have an interest in these groups, please go to ArcticBeacon.com and read these fascinating, wonderful articles. And Bohemian Grove is very real. It's a private campground in Northern California. For years, people thought, oh, you're just a conspiracy nut. It doesn't exist. It's not real. Well, Alex Jones changed all that in the year 2000. He snuck into the campground. It's near the town of Guerneyville in California. Very, very private enclave. And all the top leaders in the world go there, you know, the Kissingers and the Rockefellers and the Clintons and the Bushes. It's Republican, Democrat. It's both, you know, parties. Nixon and Reagan, and they've all been there. Schwarzenegger was there last year, and this is where they talk about this one world government, this new world order. And he videotapes them engaged in occult ceremonies. They're worshiping a pagan owl god named Moloch. They're standing around this lake wearing robes, chanting. I mean, it's bizarre. It's surreal. You would think it's insane, a conspiracy nut's wild fantasy, if you hadn't seen the video. But, you know, I've seen it. I've gone to his website, and he's not a sponsor, by the way. I just talk about, you know, great websites, and I want people to be keyed into this one world government that's being planned. So you can see that video of Alex sneaking into a Bohemian Grove and videotaping their occult ceremonies and rituals. They even burn a human being or some kind of person or something in effigy that's part of their ritual. I don't think it's an actual human being. It's, you know, probably a stuffed model or something, but it looks real. And they actually, you know, burn this effigy during their ritual. In this lake, and they all have torches, and they're wearing robes, and et cetera. It's really bizarre and occult. So go to InfoWars.com, and you can see his video also on Bohemian Grove. Also, we have a few more minutes as we're winding down. Once again, go to my website for tarot readings nationwide, and my DVD, The Sands of Time, and I do talk about secret societies on the DVD. It's at fountainsofyouth.net. We are going weekly starting in November, and we'll be 9 to 10, the last show of the night, a great way to wind up the evening. to give you some wonderful metaphysical food for thought. I've been channeling some information lately as I've done my readings, and I came up with some spiritual methods to improve your life. So I want to talk about a few of them. And since we touched on politics, one of the ways out of this mess with, you know, Republican versus Democrat, a lot of people are frustrated by both parties, is to pull out, to register as an independent, go to a third party. I mean, there's lots of third parties out there. There's the America First Party, there's the Constitution Party, the Green Party, the Libertarian Party. There's some real dynamic, exciting parties that are growing. And just the fact of re-registering will cause the two parties to wake up, the dynasty, the Coke and Pepsi dynasty. And what they've done is they've gerrymandered the districts. So they're cut up into cookie-cutter pieces so that they have pretty safe districts. It's very hard to get people out. And if the Founding Fathers knew that they had done this, they'd be rolling over in their graves. That's not what the Founding Fathers intended for this country. So the only way out of this mess is to simply re-register as an independent, as a third-party person. And we need to have a dynamic flow of political parties. We need, you know, 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 parties jousting for our vote, not just two. It's too much of a dynasty. And so that's one of the steps I was given to pass on to my audience, is to just shift your thinking out of the matrix of the two-party system. The other one that I was given to tell my audience is to set limits with your television viewing and your music listening. A lot of us, instead of endlessly channel surfing along the dial and just watching whatever comes on, what you do and what I've started doing is you pick out 5 or 6 shows that you really like each week. You go through the TV guide, and then you set your TiVo or your VCR to those 5 or 6 shows, and that's it. You watch them, and you really enjoy them, and you really limit your television watching, and otherwise the TV stays off. You know, you really need that pristine environment in your home, and you can't have, you know, something like Jerry Springer blathering in the background. It's draining your energy. And the same thing with the radio. Just, you know, instead of just mindlessly listening to music for hours and hours and hours, you know, I was on a college campus the other day, and all these kids were just plugged into these iPods, just walking around like zombies. It was very sad. I needed to ask someone a question for directions. I couldn't even get them to take off their iPods to talk to me. We don't want to turn into robots. So be, you know, have discretion with your music listening. When you're in the car, try turning it off. That's your meditation box. That's a time for God to talk to you when you're driving. Your conscious mind can focus on driving, and your unconscious mind can receive wonderful messages. So you don't always have to automatically be listening to filtered, canned news and music in the car or at home. You know, just use your discretion with music and really pick out a nice CD once in a while that you really enjoy, and then appreciate that. And same thing with television. So it's been a really full show. I've given you quite a lot to ponder on. You know, John is as you can see, he's not a hardcore salesman. He's there to give you knowledge and be an educator as far as the quartz crystals and the stones and the rocks. And I know a lot of you out there are sick, you have illnesses, and of course this isn't in place of a doctor, but you know, you can manifest changes in your body. And so just contact him at exquisitecrystals.com, and myself, as far as readings, I'm available for tarot readings at fountainsofyouth.net by phone, or if you're in the Portland area up in beautiful Oregon, you can come see me or John. And my new DVD, The Sands of Time, is available at fountainsofyouth.net. So like I said, we are going weekly, Thursdays from 9 to 10, and I hope all of you join us each Thursday night for wonderful metaphysical topics and interesting guests and unfiltered news of the day. And just to recap, I was given during my meditation about 10 spiritual steps to make your life better. We talked about 2 of them today. The first one was about politics. If you're frustrated with the two main parties, you know, just re-register for a while as an independent. When they see a lot of people leaving their party, it will force them to change and to respond to the people. That will really wake them up. Just the act of re-registering as an independent will really change their thinking quickly. And so try doing something like that for a while if you're frustrated with the two-party system that we have. And the other spiritual step I gave you is to just pick out a few, 5 or 6 shows on TV that you like each week, and, you know, some really great music that you like, and just limit your involvement with media blasting at you, with television and radio, and just pick out the best of the best that you really love and watch that and listen to that. And then otherwise, you know, go ahead and turn it off so you have silence, and then you can hear your inner voice and get guidance and get, you know, wonderful messages. So we're all out of time. I appreciate you being with the Odyssey Radio Show today. I will see you next Thursday. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.